The following is a lecture entitled Discussing Krishna West, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on September 30th, 2015, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Maybe you could comment
about Krishna West idea.
Krishna what?
Krishna West.
This reminds me of an old Christian hymn. When in Christ there is no east nor west. So in Krishna there is no east or west. I live in the West, and I also spend 2 months in the East every year, at least 2 months in the East. So for me, there's no difference. Krishna consciousness is Krishna consciousness. Whether you're in the West or the East, doesn't matter. Krishna consciousness is Krishna consciousness. But on the other hand, Prabhupada always said we should preach according to time, place, and circumstance. So to adopt methods suitable for that particular country, that's a valid principle. But I have not studied in detail the platform of this Krishna West program to be able to talk about the detail. But some things I've heard are not very good. This idea that there's something wrong with this clothing, you see, for example, Vaishnava dress. Prabhupada specifically calls it Vaishnava dress. Let's see, where is that? Yeah, I think it's in here. Yeah, here it is. Prabhupada specifically refers to this as Vaishnava dress. In New York, he was asked by a reporter why he asked his followers to dress in such a strange fashion. And here's the exact quote what Prabhupada said. He said, just like the policeman, he is differently dressed. One can understand that he is a policeman. Similarly, we are also differently dressed, so that people may understand that we are Hare Krishna people. Someone tells you shouldn't, that these Krishna West people, I've heard that they've said that you could wear anything in its Vaishnava dress. Because you're a Vaishnava. Since you're a Vaishnava, whatever you wear is Vaishnava
dress.
So according to that philosophy, you can offer the arti in a bathing suit. From what I understand, they're introducing some bogus philosophy. From what I understand, Krishna West is introducing some bogus philosophy.
Watered down
philosophy. Because Prabhupada definitely says we dress differently than the materialistic people do, so people will know that we are Hare Krishna people.
Prabhupada aiškiai pasakė, kad mes rengiamės skirtingai nei materialistiški žmonės, ir jie supranta, kad mes esame.
So if you ladies are wearing an ordinary dress like a regular Lithuanian woman, how do they know you're Hare Krishna person?
Ir jeigu mergina bus apsirengus paprastai, ta prasme, paprastai žmonėmis.
If you guys are wearing blue jeans, how they gonna know you're a Hare Krishna people, you see? Of course, for going to work and like that, you can dress in ordinary dress.
Suprantama, jeigu einate į darbą, galite dėvėti paprastus rūbus.
I many times given the story how I went, I got hired by one corporation, I dressed like a normal person. But then one day I couldn't take it anymore, I wore tilak to work. And that day I was a salesman, a telesales on the telephone. The day I wore my tilak, I was selling, I was so fired up, I was selling like crazy. Boom, boom, boom. And my boss gets a commission based on how many sales that I do. So he saw that Mr. Bridge, my Karmi name is Bridge, you know, like Bridgevasi. He saw Mr. Bridge was really selling a lot today, and he was really happy about that. And he saw I had this stuff on my forehead, he didn't know what it was. And he made a connection between my extra sales and my tilak. So he said, at the end of the day, he said, Mr. Bridge, I don't know what that is on your forehead. But from now on, you must wear it every day. So, you know, it's cool to wear a tilak. It used to be nobody had a shaved head. No one had a shaved head. Anybody had a shaved head immediately, there's a Hare Krishna. Nobody had a shaved head in all of America except for the Hare Krishna devotees. Now it's cool to have a shaved head. You can even go to the barber shop and ask for a temple cut. With a sika, now they're really cool, you have a sika, you see. So tilak will also become really considered very cool one day, you see. Dhotis and saris, that'll be considered very, very cool one day. So when you wear a dhoti and a sari, you are cutting edge. So you want to be cool? Dress like a Vaishnava. You're cool. You're the coolest person in the whole Lithuania. Now for preaching we can dress ordinary dress. If you find it advantageous for book distribution, you can dress ordinary dress. But that's not our, that's a but so how does Prabhupada say about that? It's, what's the understanding when I sometimes wear blue jeans or a suit and tie for preaching? Prabhupada mentions this in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says when our members change their dress to meet the public or to introduce our books, they are not breaking the devotional principle. The real principle is to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. And if one has to change into regular Western dress for this purpose, there should be no objection. So you can sometimes wear Western dress for certain preaching situations if necessary. But note the subtleties of this thing. Change their dress to meet the public. That means this, dhoti and sari, this is our dress. And if you need to, you can change it to Western dress to meet the public, but it's not that the dresses and blue jeans are our dress. They're not our dress.
Ir kad sutikti visuomenę, susitikti su visuomenės atstovais, mes keičiam savo rūbus, bet ne tai, kad tai mūsų rūbai visą laiką.
Dhotis and saris in our dress, but you can change that if necessary for preaching.
Dhotis ir saris yra mūsų rūbai, ir jeigu yra poreikis, mes
or for getting a job. You can do it for them. You see. Now let's, so Prabhupada says here in a letter to Damodar written in
1967,
in my opinion, clean-shaved brahmacharis and grihasthas. That's another one now. They have the beard thing is a new thing they're introducing too. I call that BISKCON. BISKCON. Bearded International Society for Krishna Consciousness with a B. Is it? BISKCON. And MISKCON is the mustached international society. MISKCON. MISKCON, VISKCON. They want to turn the Hare Krishna movement into the Hare Krishna movement. Hare. Keeping the facial hairs. But Prabhupada taught us to be clean-shaved, head and face. That's Prabhupada's teaching. I don't know why they're introducing. You know, Prabhupada called these hippie hairs. They want to come to grow the hippie hairs once again, you see. I don't know why they want to do that. As hippies, we had long beards and long hair. Now they want to grow hippie hair once again. We are not hippies. We are happies. So anyway, Prabhupada says, in my opinion, clean-shaved brahmacharis and grihasthas in robes look like angels from Vaikuntha. When you wear a dhoti or a sari, Prabhupada sees you like an angel from Vaikuntha. So when you dance in front of Prabhupada, how would you like him to see you? Would you like Prabhupada to see you as an angel from Vaikuntha? Or as a Kali Yugite off the street? You see? Interesting. He said, if someone dresses like a nice American gentleman with ironing robes, I have no objection. In other words, you put on a coat and tie to look like a gentleman for some important meeting with a celebrity or a politician or something. You could always wear a coat and tie and a really nice clothing for that sometimes. But every one of my disciples must have the sika and the marks of tilak on the forehead. Now the ladies don't have to have sika. Actually, the ladies already have sika. They have big sika. So here's another quote. This is a letter written in 1968. Householders may wear dhotis in the temple or as they like.
Dar vienas posmas, tiksliau, dar viena citata, kad šeimos žmonės gali dėvėti.
But they shouldn't wear saffron, Prabhupada says. They may not be of saffron color.
Can you repeat? Householders?
Prabhupada is saying they can. Householders may wear dhotis in the temple.
Šeimos žmonės gali rengtis su dhoti šventykloje.
He said it's not required to wear dhotis outside, you see, because the society may not understand. So outside the temple dress suit is more socially acceptable. Again, suit means a coat and tie, like a gentleman. If they so desire for ceremony, they can dress in dhotis for kirtan. So he's saying that householders don't have to wear dhotis all the time. They can just wear them when they come to the temple. In their ordinary dealings. Of course, if a householder wants to wear a dhoti, he can do that. When I was a householder, now I'm vanaprastha. When I was a grihastha, I had a job. But when I wasn't at work, I wore a dhoti all the time. For grocery shopping, I wear a dhoti. Everywhere a dhoti. And now I'm traveling all over the world. Guru Mataji and I, we travel all over the world. We always wear devotional clothes. Except when we cross the border into Russia. I tried wearing a dhoti one time at the Russian border down here at Oblast, I think it was. Oblast, yeah. Oblast? Yeah. And they wouldn't let, even though I had a visa, they wouldn't let me into the country. They put me in one office for like 2 hours. And they didn't know what to do with me. They said, what is this guy doing dressing as a woman? And they thought I was transgender or something. And they wouldn't let me into the country. But then I had my mobile phone. And our devotee, let's see, what's his name? Vishvavasu Prabhu. He was 50 yards away on the other side of the gate waiting for us. So I handed the phone to the Russian officer. I dialed up Vishvavasu on the phone because he speaks Russian. And I handed the phone to the officer and he talked with Vishvavasu. And he said, well, his wife is an Indian, so sometimes he dresses like an Indian. And they let me into the country. So now I wear, when I go to, now I wear pants. And a kurta. And tilab. No, I think we wipe off the tilab. Yeah, when I cross the Russian border, I do wear pants every time. Other than that, I never wear pants anywhere. So, this helps me to be more Krishna conscious. And it helps me to advertise Krishna consciousness to others. Sometimes people recognize, oh, here's a Hare Krishna. Just like Prabhupada's example of the policeman, you see, he's recognized by his uniform. So if you're in the mood of wanting to make a spiritual revolution on this planet, you will take every opportunity to advertise Krishna consciousness wherever you go. Someone says, why do you have that on your forehead? What's that on your forehead? I was at the grocery store and the checkout girl said, why do you have that on your forehead? What is that on your forehead? I said, that's the insignia worn by someone who was conquered over death. And if you like, I will teach you how to conquer over death. So you can use. I don't think Krishna West is taking full advantage of these preaching tools that Prabhupada has given us. Next question. Our time is up. But where is tonight's lecture?
Here.
There'll be a lecture tonight here. We'll continue with the same subject matter. Krishna. So we love you. We're so happy you've all come. And may Krishna bless you. You're going to have a wonderful, ecstatic day. Surcharged with Krishna Bhakti. So bring your friends, bring your neighbors, bring your mother. And we'll all have an ecstatic program tonight. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Govinda Premanandi.
Jai.